For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm alternating this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and both of us try to bring you a lot of really good and interesting information about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Remember that Village Green is your resource for questions about health via their website and also at the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. This is a reminder, until September 30th, they're having a fabulous sale, 30% off Pathway products, 25% off practitioner products. So definitely get in touch, go over to the store. It's a good sale. Just a reminder, folks, that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And this morning, our guest is Hannah Bradford, an acupuncturist with expertise in nutrition, herbal medicine, and homeopathy. She's a faculty member at George Washington University and has served on the Data Safety and Monitoring Board for Complementary and Alternative Medicine at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda. Now, our subject is preconception, planning, and care. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Thank you, Dana.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I feel like we're colleagues just because we've shared a lot of interest and a lot of patients. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you combine what you've learned. You have expertise in many areas. How you combine that to the benefit of the patient?
Okay, well, my license is in acupuncture. So about 25 years ago, I started by treating people with acupuncture alone. And then about 15 years ago, I started getting more interested in herbal medicine, Western herbal medicine, and homeopathy, and so began studying just through conferences and various individual lectures. I did an apprenticeship with Cascade Anderson Geller, and just being able to be in contact with some of the really well-grounded Western herbalists, I developed that practice. And then over the last 12 years or so, I've been studying with the Paracelsus Clinic Group from Zurich, Switzerland, and Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, who's from Germany but is now practicing in this country. So in addition to the modalities that I just mentioned, I have learned how to do a biofeedback system so that I can sort of tailor more efficiently what area the person needs help and what modality is the best. This system is called autonomic response testing. It's a very sophisticated form of muscle testing. So we can get a sense of how the stresses are showing up in the nervous system, and then we can find remedies for that. And we can look at any organ, we can look at any system, but we read the information through changes in the nervous system. So it's a very efficient way of really honing in on what the priorities for treatment are. And I've started studying the Weston Price work and some other nutritional work over, sort of interspersed with that journey of herbal medicine and homeopathy and biological medicine. I do acupuncture as well. I do a light needling technique called Toyohari, primarily. It's a Japanese style. And I started getting interested in preconception care about 5 years ago because I came into this issue through an understanding of some of the environmental effects on conception and children. I started seeing more children who were compromised and began to read more about what are the factors that we either know or speculate had led to the compromise in those children, primarily their nervous system and their immune systems. And that kind of led me backward into understanding what we know, and at least areas of speculation, which we don't necessarily fully know, but that are beginning to indicate that we can change that outcome in healthy children in the conception phase and the preconception phase. So that's really my interest. You know, I teach in the undergraduate program at George Washington University School of Public Health, and so this group of children, I call them children, this group of students who I see, I feel an obligation to tell them what I've learned, because they're going to use this information, or hopefully they're going to find it useful, because these are the people who are going to be having children soon. And so it sort of has all kind of developed as a particular interest of mine, both for my students to be aware of these issues as well as patients.
Well, I appreciate it. I deeply appreciate what you do. To me, it's starting from the beginning. And I can imagine that if every woman who was going to get pregnant, and every, you know, husband and wife, man, male and female, they were to focus 6 months to a year before, can you imagine how differently the world would be? It's amazing to think of what we can do if we start before the beginning.
Yes. Yes, and I've had patients come back to me after they've had their child and say, I can't thank you enough for making me listen to you, because it really is not a concept that's part of our culture yet. So you really do have to reiterate the concept of preconception care all the time, because especially when I'm working with reproductive endocrinology patients, And the physicians themselves, when we're having these conversations about what are we going to do, what are you going to do, what do I think I want to do, you know, everybody's in a hurry to have a baby. When you're ready to have a baby, you have a baby. You know, you've figured out your career, you've figured out where you're going to live, whatever else you figure it out, and then, okay, baby time. And so to even have the conversation is profound.
It is.
So it's been heartening to me to have patients come back after they've had the baby and say, you know, I was a little annoyed at you for a while, because you would say, let's wait another month, and let's do this for another month, and let's do this for another month, but I'm really glad I did. So it's beginning to kind of diffuse into the culture somewhat, and it's wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful? And even mainstream has picked up on it. This has been my favorite area of nutrition for 3 to 4 decades, and I used to call it pre-prenatal. Now we call it preconception through postnatal, because so many aspects of getting pregnant, the fertility, getting pregnant, keeping that pregnancy, the birth, what surrounds the birth, and what comes after the birth, profound impact, and what a change we can make. Start filling us in about your approach. What do you do with your patients, your clients, who say, I want to get pregnant? What do you start with?
Yeah, well, it's about 3/4 of the people I see are in a reproductive endocrinology practice.
Mm-hmm.
And about 1/4 of them are coming to me first. So it's a different conversation depending on what phase of preconception care they're taking through the conventional methods of reproductive endocrinology. So it really is very variable in terms of the way that we evaluate our treatment plan for them. But I can tell you sort of generally the areas that we do consider for each patient. So the treatment plans might look different depending on what stage of conventional care they are in. But the same issues apply regardless of whether they're just at the very beginning of thinking of becoming pregnant and they want to have a healthy pregnancy, or if they're in their second or third phase of an assisted reproductive technology process, like IVF or something like that. So the process is really the easiest way I think of it is clean up the outside of your life, clean up the inside of your life, and then you've got a foundation to build both. So when I say clean up the outside of the life, I mean look at what's going on in your environment. And so it's really simple, like food, water, and housing. It's kind of how I think of it. So I really use a lot of the Western price ideas in terms of food, and it basically comes down to clean, whole, very fatty-based foods. This is a classic traditional diet in all cultures or many cultures to ensure a healthy pregnancy. And so for some people, that's very, very important. They have decided that low fat is healthy, and they have not eaten fat, and they are not going to get pregnant. That is just the way it is. Or if they get pregnant, it's going to be a horrible pregnancy, and they're going to feel horrible, and the baby's not going to probably develop at the optimum neurological process that it could. So looking at food and water is really the first thing. And it's amazing to me how sometimes it's a real conversation about why would you want to filter your water? And, of course, the whole fluoride issue is another longer conversation as to why would you want to not drink fluoridated water? But just to get the concept, and sometimes we do actually have people test their water supply, and we've found, especially around here, high levels of arsenic in the runoff from the chicken farms. And that is absolutely a critical element for development of children to not have arsenic exposure. There's a couple different mechanisms. It competes for uptake of good minerals. It can be a neurotoxin in utero. It's just a non-starter. So we sometimes have to go through a process of really convincing people that you need to clean up your water, you need to clean up your food. But those are really important. And then in terms of the other exposures on the outside, I really think about RF exposure more and more. I have done a couple presentations now for the Institute for Biology or Healthy Homes on this issue of what is the effect of radiation exposure from cell phones, cell phone towers, routers, cordless phones, security systems, other kinds of sources as well now. What is that effect? What do we know about that effect on biological tissue? And at this point, based on the work I've done, I am absolutely convinced that during pregnancy and really early life for children, you need to be very aware of the power density of the exposure to these sources of radio frequency. So the Trust for Environmental Health has done an incredible job Environmental Health Trust, which is Deborah Davis's group, has done an incredible job of providing the science on this in a very accessible way. So I often ask people to go look at their site. Sometimes I've actually gone to people's homes and measured the power density in the mom's sleeping area and working area so that we can show, I have a chart that is a summary of the science at different levels of power density, and we can show that there is science now that at that particular power density, you are compromising your health and the potential of having a baby. And this applies for men and women. There's science now showing that RF exposure can affect sperm quality and volume.
Right.
So those are kind of the big pieces that we look at first.
Well, that's important, and I'm glad that you focused on the outside environment as well as the inside environment. And we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. And for the entire show, we could devote 4 shows to this, I am certain. And if you've just tuned in with us, folks, I'm Dana Lake, your host with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Hannah Bradford.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And today, our guest is Hannah Bradford. She's an acupuncturist with expertise in nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, biological medicine, and beyond. She also uses a specialized biofeedback autonomic response technique in her assessment and working with her patients. So it's exciting to have Hannah with us. She is a faculty member at George Washington University and has served in many positions and accomplished research with complementary alternative medicine at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda. So we're talking about preconception planning and care. And Hannah just went over cleaning up the outside, the environment, and the inside, food, water, and good fats. So we went into radiation exposure. And this is a concern. Let's carry on a little bit more with that topic. And Hannah, I want to make sure you have time to include, even if it's an overview, what you cover with your patients.
Okay. Well, you know, sort of leading back into this issue of nutrition, one of the ways that we know that environmental toxins can affect us, whether they're energetic, like the radio frequency from cell phones and cell towers and modems, or whether they're biochemical, is that it affects the cell walls, the actual cell walls of our body, which is where all the little signaling from chemical neurotransmitters, hormones, all the various things that affect us at the cellular level have their impact. So if you can repair the cell walls, you can do a lot to repair the effect of environmental toxins. And that, I think, is part of the reason that fats are so important, because that's what fats do. They give us the right structure for all the cell wall components. So I think there is a relationship between the outside and the inside, and it really happens kind of at that perimeter of the cell wall. So one of the things we look at is really focusing on nutritional density of the diet. And that is a lot to do with fats, as I mentioned before. But in the case of conception and healthy pregnancies and healthy babies, it also is affected by other nutrients in the diet, so particularly B vitamins and minerals. And so we look at how much can we accomplish by changing the diet, and now it's so much easier to get whole foods. Of course, at Whole Foods itself, you can get whole foods, but you can also join food clubs, you can join community-sponsored agriculture groups. There's a fabulous food club in Gaithersburg now. They've spun off a group in Frederick and in Silver Spring, and you can get really reasonably priced, direct from the farmer food, whole foods, within days of it being picked. And so we really try to figure out what's doable for this person in this life situation and get as close to whole foods in whatever mechanism we can. Spend a lot of time on looking at what the past nutritional problems might have been. So, again, in the case of conception, the issue is how many years have you been on oral contraceptives?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can have a profound effect on the nutrient load in your body and these critical nutrients for the baby, for the pregnancy and for the baby. And particularly we know about folic acid or folate, which is the natural form, but also things like magnesium and zinc, which are very, very important for the pregnancy and the baby, can be extremely deficient in someone who's been on an oral contraceptive for years. And so we look at getting people back to a normal baseline as fast as possible with some supplements, and then figuring out what part of the nutritional work they can do on their own and what we're going to need to supplement through the pregnancy.
It's so important that you do emphasize this, the B vitamins and the folate. What we're also finding in patients going through fertility, infertility problems, and IVF is defects in the gene variant, MTHFR, which I know you're familiar with. And I'm impressed with how many individuals have that. However, it hasn't been tested. And a person might have gone through 2, 3, 4 IVFs and miscarriages without that being tested. And it's exciting news because when we find it out, we can manipulate it because it controls methylation. And what we now tell the patients is that we prefer the folinic or methylfolates because they get around this block. When this enzyme that is supposed to convert folate to its active form is inefficient or deficient, then we get into problems. So that's exciting news. And I'm just disappointed that in reproductive endocrinology, this is not one of the first line tests. This should be right along with the basics, don't you think?
I do. And we've actually... I did a journal club on DHA for a large group of reproductive endocrinologists in our area because I felt like DHA was the most important thing to focus on. And they are now reviewing their internal policy on that and considering changing their recommendation upwards from a 300 milligram dose of DHA during pregnancy. As you know, there's lots of factors that relate to how much DHA you can actually get. It's a function of what else is going on in your diet and your genetics to some extent. So the next conversation that we actually started at the last journal club, and we'll see how far it goes, is doing the MTHFR testing. At this point, they actually do it after the third round of IVF failure. So my question really was, isn't it worth the $80 or whatever it is now to have that, because it is an add-on, it would be an add-on for a lot of people, as far as I understand, in terms of the coverage. Isn't it worth doing it at the front end? Because you're going to capture that 30% of the population, approximately, who are going to have that fault that will require you to make the decision about supplementation earlier. So I think that they were receptive to the concept because they're going to have better success rates then. But we haven't gotten, you know, to get through the process of a medical decision machine takes a while. So we're in that conversation, but and maybe you and I should talk about maybe having you come in and do that presentation with us, because that would give more credibility.
I would love to. I accept, because this is my favorite subject. And if we can get the endocrinologists, the reproductive endocrinologists involved, if they know they're going to be more successful, they're going to have happier patients. The patient isn't going to have to go through numerous IVFs to have a healthy baby. So I love the idea of working with you, and I think we could create a nice team.
Great.
The team approach, good idea, Hannah. What else, when you talk to the reproductive endocrinologist, what else do you focus on? What do you want them to know?
Well, you know, because my license is acupuncture, a lot of the conversations I've had in the smaller in-services with the nurses and the doctors has focused on the evidence for acupuncture for helping with what is called take-home babies. That's the way the research describes it.
I love that.
So that's really the conversation that we've had a lot. And really the reason that we're having the capacity to interface with the reproductive endocrinology groups is because there was a very important study done about 12 years ago now that showed that if you did acupuncture right before, within about a half an hour, and right after, again about a half an hour, a transfer of an embryo, that you would increase that rate of conception and take-home babies by somewhere between 25 and 40%.
So, wow.
Yes, that was the wow. That's what created this whole ability to have a conversation. So that's a lot of what I speak with them about is, you know, the science has progressed since then, and so I go over that history of science on acupuncture's effect on fertility. And then I talk, again, also more about what do we really want to do for this kind of patient and this kind of patient and what this kind of patient? When should they be seen? How often should they be seen? How can we help during the early stages of the pregnancy? How can we help beyond the first trimester? So, and there's not a lot of what you would call regular science on that, but there's a wealth of information from the Oriental Medical work on that, on those issues. I mean, a lot of East Asian medicine is focused on this concept of rejuvenation and maintaining fertility and maintaining youthfulness throughout life. And so this, the concepts of fertility by affecting the energy system, which is what acupuncture does, affects the sort of the information system, the signaling system, the communication system in the body. A lot of what acupuncture is focused on has been related to fertility, if not directly in having babies, also in the sense of maintaining a fertility of your life, maintaining your youthfulness. And so I talk about those kinds of things with the nurses and the doctors so that they have a better sense of not just the science that we are doing in the West now that shows these things like you can change the outcome if you do acupuncture right on the spot, so to speak. But really, what is acupuncture, and what are we doing when we're doing this work? What is it affecting in our bodies? So well, that's kind of where I focus. But I do go over, you know, this issue of hydration is kind of a funny one because everybody knows you should drink water, but I actually treat some of the nurses now at one of the clinics where I spend some time, and I give them so much grief about how much water they drank. And when they finally drink it, it's amazing. They feel it. So we talk about simple stuff, too. You know, we talk about, like, let's get this junk out of our cafeteria here. Let's get some clean water in here, you know, that kind of stuff. So really basic stuff. It's the same conversation with everybody. It's just we're all reminding each other, wow, this is basic stuff, but it's so important.
It is basic, and it's Mickey Mantle who said, you go back to basics. So mm-hmm. I think in every field, and you mentioned the fluoride before, in my dental hygiene, dental background, I had concerns about fluoride back in the 60s. And there was enough research to say, wait a minute, we need to rethink this. This is the only time in history they put a medication in the public water supply. Mm-hmm. Now the National Academy of Sciences, actually about 5 years ago, came out with a huge sort of critique and questioning fluoride in the water supply and the increase in lower IQ. So the children that get fluoridated water, public fluoridated water, tend to have lower IQs. So that is why now they don't advocate fluoride drops or fluoride water for infants. And I've had that in my list of caveats since I've been a nutritionist, which is, as I said, you know, 3.5, 4 decades. So now we're paying attention. And now the EPA is requesting lower levels. As you know, I watch this process as they back up to try to undo what was done. And it's just the water. It's not just the water, as you're pointing out. It's the quality. And fluoride has an awful lot to do with what happens in the endocrine system of the developing fetus.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I feel the same way you do is in the sense that, wow, it's taken so long. On the other hand, wow, it's happening. It's
yes.
Really heartening to see that enough of the scientists have, you know, sort of broken ranks and gone public. And there was a fellow from who was the president of the Canadian Dental Association, what was his name? I think it Linebach was his name. And he is a really very articulate spokesperson for this issue, and so it's taken the time for people who really, like you, were looking at the issue for a long time, but they were inside the system, and now they're willing to go outside the system.
And that makes all the difference. The integrity is winning. So if you've just tuned in, folks, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We are the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Hannah Bradford.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And this morning, our guest is Hannah Bradford. She's an acupuncturist with expertise in nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, biofeedback, biological medicine. She is able to expand beyond her training, and I think that that says a lot about a professional. We all come through professional training with a certain set of skills, and the more we can expand that, the more languages we can speak in health, the better we can serve our patients. So we've been talking about some of the problems that occur with poor diet, not enough water, the fluoride in the water. Let's talk more about some of the toxins in the environment that are challenging to people who are trying to get pregnant.
Okay, well, one of the most well-established concerns, and as you mentioned before, there's beginning to be some official recognition of this, is the question of exposure to mercury and how that affects our health. Now, this has been very controversial, but again, it's beginning to be revisited by some of the authorities, in particular the FDA. And so one of the messages I'd like to get out is, if you have mercury fillings in your mouth or you have high exposure to mercury from other sources, which is mostly if you live next to like a coal power plant, or if you ate a lot of fish, certain kinds of fish, or if you had a hobby that exposed you to mercury, that you really address that before you even think about getting pregnant. And so we do different kinds of testing in the office, depending on the history, to assess that. Probably the most important message I would want to get out today is, if you are pregnant, do not affect your detox capacity in a direct way. Meaning, for instance, if you got pregnant, then you found out that you had mercury, you got aware of the issue, do not try to do anything about it during the pregnancy, because you don't want to start mobilizing the mercury or any other toxin that's in your body at that time. You want to just leave it where it is, make sure you do all these other things we talked about in terms of reducing your exposure and increasing your nutrition and keeping your fluid balance stable. And some of the other things we'll talk about later in terms of energetic supports you can do for yourself. But that would be the one message I want to be very clear about, is do not try to do detox while you're pregnant, especially of mercury. Having said that, assuming that you're in the pre-planning stage, in the preconception planning stage, it's important to assess your potential exposure and retention of various toxins, and mercury is right at the top of the list. Around here, arsenic as well, because of the farming. In some places, cadmium is of high exposure and retention. Because these things can deplete the nutritive minerals as well as our toxins themselves. So one of the ways that you can assess your exposure and retention of toxins is by doing a very simple process called a hair test. And it's not perfect, but it does tell you how many minerals that you need to grow healthy babies and to have a healthy life have been depleted by these toxic minerals, because there's certain ways in which they take up the binding sites that the nutritive minerals should take up. And that's a vast oversimplification of the problem, but basically you can get a little window into how toxic you are with some of these problem issues.
Well said.
Lead as well, because lead is also a problem, especially in Washington, D.C. I'd totally forgotten that. But It will show up. It does show up very nicely on some of these tests. I'm sorry, Dana.
Well, we love doing as many tests as we can. I mean, we use urine organic acid analysis. Hair is a wonderful test because it is a permanent chronological record of what exposures a person has had, not just toxic metals, healthy minerals, but it can be all, it can also pick up drugs. So it's, again, not perfect. There is no test that's perfect, but the more information, the better. And what we find is the people that are in the most trouble have what looks to be an absence of cadmium, mercury, arsenic in their hair. Now, arsenic will come out easier. It's a lighter mineral. But when nobody in this planet has zero lead in their system, zero mercury in their system, we have these toxins. And the people that can't get rid of them, it doesn't show up in the hair.
Right.
And
right.
We thought we would see, especially in autism, that it was huge. And that's not what we're seeing. So it's vitally important to know your toxins. And thank you for reminding people, do not detox while pregnant. It just stirs it up. If you had radioactive agent in your community buried in the ground, you wouldn't choose to open it up and drag it through the community because of the exposure. So in my background in mercury is, of course, in dentistry. And again, as a student, I had a lot of questions why a substance more toxic than lead is allowed to be in the human mouth. And what's interesting is OSHA regulates, of course, the workplace. And OSHA requires certain there are certain requirements for dental offices. They cannot just lay that filling, that amalgam filling that has the mercury in it, on the table or put it in the trash. It has to be put in a sealed container, and they pay a toxic removal service to remove it because mercury vaporizes. It goes between solid and liquid. And there are certain procedures. A rubber dam has to be used on the patient, suction procedures protecting the people that work in the dental office. Yet the American Dental Association says, it's not harmful. In the mouth, it's fine. And I can tell you it's not. Those fillings break down over time. That's why they need replacing. They break down because the mercury vaporizes out of them. And it gets into the thyroid. It gets into the system. It's a serious problem. And I honestly believed, Hannah, that we would have banned mercury by now. I thought it would happen before 2000. I thought we were getting it. We're not. Many yeah. other countries are far ahead of us. It's too political in this country. So sad statement.
Yeah, I agree. What is encouraging to me is that the new dentists coming out of school now, the ones that I've met, are catching on to your concepts, and they're just not doing it at all. They're starting mercury-free practices, which is fabulous. You know, if people want to know more about this, they could go, I don't know where you send patients, but I usually send them to the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology website, because they have films that show really lovely graphics and review of some of the science on how mercury does get distributed into tissues. And they also have a list of dentists who have been trained by them to do the full process, as you were describing with the dams and the sequestering of the mercury vapors. And so it's the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And I know there are other groups, but I find that their group has the best patient information list.
That's wonderful. Thank you for giving the website. And it's important to be informed. I will say, in defense of most of the traditional dentists, they do not know differently. It's not that they know the secret that mercury is bad. They don't believe it is. And somebody, you know, I've certainly had dentists say, well, I really don't believe that. I prefer to think of it this way. It's I really haven't been informed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're informed, truly informed, then your belief system's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when it goes back to the American Dental Association, it's something that we can't talk about. The mouth, it's mercury's fine in the mouth, but it's not fine if it gets into the atmosphere of the dental office. It just is amazing that mm-hmm. that isn't picked up by people. And I am excited that changes are occurring. Dentists used to be hauled before the boards for removing fillings because there was mercury in them. You could only remove a filling if it was broken down, if the tooth required a new filling. And I don't know that that is happening anymore. I'm not up. I'm not current on the politics in that area. But it seems pretty quiet now.
It does. It really does. And even in the states where that was the worst, it has, as far as I can tell, just from the people I've talked to, there's not been any action in the last 2 or 3 years anywhere.
Right.
Which
and
is wonderful. It,
well, the data's there.
It, yeah.
The studies not performed via the American Dental Association say, what were we thinking? You know, that's mm-hmm. I'm being a little facetious here, of the lack of safety of mercury. Mm-hmm. And those that are done by the ADA say, you know, it's fine. Outside with no vested interest, there's not a study out there that says it's
right.
clean. So I'm glad we covered this because we have not talked on this show enough about mercury, and we're going to go into the final segment. And Hannah, I'd like you to present more of your good information on our subject, preconception planning and care. And if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. Stay with us. We will be right back after this.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Marketing. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we'd both like to remind you that Village Green is your resource for supplements. And right now, they've got a great sale going on through September 30th. So take advantage of that. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and today our guest has been Hannah Bradford. She's an acupuncturist with expertise in nutrition, herbal medicine, homeopathy, biological medicine. We've talked about this interesting subject of preconception, planning, and care. And what we're going to try to do is wind up and give you an overview of what needs to be considered and action steps that you should consider taking in planning on getting pregnant. And this is about both male and female. So, Hannah, let's take advantage of your knowledge right now.
Well, one thing that I did want to mention, sort of moving further inside the person, because I kind of think from the outside to the inside, is looking at this whole issue of stress and fertility and pregnancy. And I, as you probably have read, there is a lot of information now that shows that stress and inability to manage stress can have a profound effect on fertility and pregnancy and affect the baby. And so part of my practice is using techniques, acupuncture being one, meditation, breathing techniques. Sometimes I have people take yoga classes. That will really give them the tools that they need to manage their stress. So it's an inside game, and so giving people the landscape and understanding of their own internal landscape and how to manage that is really, really important. Sometimes I suggest to people that they start acting in their life as if they were pregnant, and that really kind of allows people to take better care of themselves so that they can then go through the checklist of what's my food, what's my water, what's my environment, what's my history in medicine, my medical medications history, you know, should I take more of this and that and the other thing. So I think a lot of the time people, again, go back to this thing about it's time to have a baby. Well, it's babies have their own schedule, and a baby's going to come easily to you, or more easily to you, if you're in a really soft, receptive state. And so you almost have to kind of reset the way that you live your life in a way. You have to kind of rethink what your life is doing now. So we use all kinds of techniques, as I said, to help people have the capacity to kind of pull back from the world and go into a fertility state, to go into a state where they're really receptive to becoming pregnant and having a baby. But, just to kind of review the way that we do it, we look at all the factors that we know from our study have had an effect on both the ability to become pregnant, to have a baby, to have a healthy baby, to have a healthy pregnancy, to really thrive through the pregnancy. So we look at food, water, nutritional density. We look at various kinds of other environmental effects. We talked about a few of them. One thing that I didn't mention in terms of food is not just how clean the food is and how nutrient dense it is and how much good fat and protein you're getting, but also this whole question of food allergies. And I know that you know this, Dana, but I kind of didn't get that into the first part, and I want to just come back to that and say that this issue of food allergies can be profound. I mean, there's some papers that show that if you eat a food during pregnancy that you're allergic to, the baby is four times more likely to develop allergic kinds of problems. So I do testing on the body with my biofeedback mechanism to look for major food allergies. And then sometimes people want to actually do the blood test for it, and that's fine. Or they'll do it what's called an allergy elimination diet, where you just avoid the major food allergens for usually about 3 weeks, and then you test them by just taking one little bite, and you see the effect on your body because you've basically washed out your adaptation. You've unmasked the alarm phase of your true response to this food, and then you just don't eat that food. And sometimes that's difficult, but it really pays off. It pays off in how healthy you are, how much inflammation you have, how much pain you have during the pregnancy, how many problems you have, and you reduce significantly the potential of your baby to start life in an inflamed and allergic kind of response state. So I want to make sure we talk about that. That's kind of a little variation on the healthy food part.
Good.
And basically that's it. I mean, we look at all the things we know. We make sure that the person has the resources they need to act on these things. So we give handouts and tip sheets and whatever else the person needs just to make sure that they're kind of completely prepared. And like you were saying at the beginning of the program, ideally it's a six-month process, a year to a six-month process. It really depends on your history. But you really want to take the time to do the preparation. You want to do this kind of work before you're actively getting pregnant. And that's really it.
Right. It's simple to tell people what to do. The complexity is that the person needs to take that actively. And I like your summary. And we emphasize, too, for potential fathers and mothers, the importance of that medical history, the importance of getting tests done ahead of time. I always say to the mothers or the potential mothers, pretend you're already pregnant. How would mm-hmm. you be eating? How would you be living? What would you be doing? If you're on medications, you'd be talking to your doctor about it. Get that done. We know that sperm quality depends greatly on the health of the male. And I love the fact that both are coming in now to mm-hmm. actively work together in advance to have the best possible outcome and to consider your environment, your diet and nutrient density, both in the foods you choose and also compensating for what deficiencies may be there, the good water we talked about. I love that you stressed stress and sleep and management of stress and good sleep. I tell patients I have no substitute for sleep. There is no substitute for good, restful, restorative sleep. Very important. And I think we've covered really a lot of groundwork here. And I think, Hannah, how can people get in touch with you if they want more information?
Well, probably the best thing is to send me an email, and it's H as in hello, V as in Victor, Bradford, Bradford, at C as in cat, S as in Sam, .com.
Okay, so that's HVBradford at CS.com. Well, I'm sorry we have to end the show, and I want to thank you for being with us, Hannah.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. A reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.